Diving right back into it on a Monday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Stat correction. Game Sunday, 325, not Saturday. Sorry, dyslexia 101. It is what it is. Welcome to the real world. Sunday, 325. Why is it got to be 20 degrees? That's the day you go golf. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you. We'll be off Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday as a full show, January 2nd. Chiefs one seed. Last night's game?
Yeah. Can we have a little bit of time before we get into overreaction Monday?
Yes, please.
So, I was thinking about this last night as I was laying in my bed. And I was thinking to myself, you remember when Green Bay beat New Orleans soundly, shut them out, right?
Yep.
What was the message the next day? Man, Green Bay's tough. That's a team I don't want to play in the playoffs.
Real deal.
Real deal. What happened last night? And then, not only that, they did it against a team like New Orleans, whereas the Chiefs beat the Broncos, will be a playoff team, I believe. I think they will get in. Unless Andy really hates him and, like, Carson Wentz has this massive game. I don't know. Denver has to win. Kansas City doesn't care. But you beat your division teams. You win, let alone you win, but you don't prove it enough. Green Bay gets to play at home against the Saints, who have Spencer Rattler, no Chris Olave, no Alvin Kamara, and then get shut out, which, look, I'm not sugarcoating a shutout in the NFL. It's tough, right? Even Baltimore gave up 2 points to Houston. Not a shutout. But everybody was like, man, Green Bay's tough, man. Green Bay's that's a good team. And then they lose last night, and it's like, well, that's a tough environment. That was a playoff game. That was a playoff game. And one team wasn't really there. From the go. Turnovers. Yeah. Big plays. And I know they didn't have, Christian Watson?
They didn't have Christian Watson.
Fair.
Watson!
But still,
yes!
No, it's still. Come on.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of your cast of characters, and this is the second time they've played the Vikings, and the second time they've taken, like you said, 2.5, 3 quarters to wake up and actually start playing football.
Yeah, but then the Chiefs, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. They seem bored. They don't seem like the Chiefs of old. From the 6-2-0, you've already done an overreaction Monday. Not yet. Not yet.
Not even close.
But we can dive into some overreactions here on a Monday because I do have a couple. Maybe not the, you know, the classic setup. Look, I'll start this one. And I know Drew Nixon, not up yet. Hasn't had his code red mixed with Monster, mixed with Red Bull, with a little red 40 dye. Look, I'm all about standing up for your guy. Believing in your team. But I know for a fact that Zach Taylor doesn't believe this.
I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world. I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world. I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world. I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world.
I love Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is awesome. He's got it all. He's Captain Cool. Mm-hmm. He's clutch. He's talented. He's not the best player in the world.
No.
He's one of the best. One of the best. But he's not the best player in the world.
He's not the second best. Yeah.
He's not the third best.
I don't think so.
I would take Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. I stand on business
with
that.
That's fine.
I live in recency bias. But if you told me that this year, 4 quarterbacks that I had taken that order, those are the 4. He's not the best player in the world. Is that an overreaction? No. Are his comments? 1,000%. Look, Cincinnati, man, they're fighting. But if they'd have gotten the job done with the best player in the world against New England at home in week 1, they're not in this situation. They're not. He's not simply the best player in the world. We stay in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, once again, known as the cheapest franchise, is really screwed here.
Yep.
They could have paid Ja'Marr Chase. He said, pay me. He said, I need money. I'm just as good as Justin Jefferson. And they said, well, go prove it. Okay, I'll go win the triple crown. And he's going to. But the energy for him is not there like it was with Cooper Kupp. You had mentioned Cooper Kupp was on the route to a Super Bowl championship that year.
They were a great team. Number 1 seed.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp's a little bit more likable than Ja'Marr Chase. I think is pretty obvious to say.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
But again, you could have paid Chase. Now you can't.
Now you're screwed.
They did the opposite of what the Royals did. They gave Bobby Witt Jr. a ton of money, and then Bobby Witt Jr. went out there and did this year. If the Royals were like, we're going to wait one more year, that contract would have been a little bit more. Now, I don't know how much more you can get in the Kansas City organization with what Bobby Witt Jr. got, but there'd be more money involved, and there'd be other teams that are like, yeah, we'll do it. Not only that, T. Higgins' game was last week, or it was this week.
Dude, he caught everything, 2 touchdowns.
Saturday night was T. Higgins' showing.
Wide open.
3 touchdowns, over 100.
Oh, yeah, 3 touchdowns.
Three touchdowns, over 100. And now you're definitely going to have to pay Jamar Chase. You have to. Generational talent. That guy, yards after the catch, disgusting.
Yeah.
And now T. Higgins, who's in the click, because even Burrow is like, both these guys need to be here.
They have the same agent.
For my sake and for your team's sake. You want to keep being the best player in the world? You're going to have to sign T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. Unless you can be better without one of those guys, which I think he can still be good. And I don't think Chase is going to go anywhere. I think that's in the contract. That's blood.
Yeah, they have to sign him.
They're not going anywhere. But now you got T. Higgins over here. It's like, ugh, really showed you out. Bengals, tight, money tight franchise. Never spends. Now you have to spend. And you had the opportunity not to. Could have gotten it cheaper. I don't know how much cheaper. But now Jamar Chase, feet on the desk. Make my sandwich, clean my house, yeah. And tell me what you're going to pay me.
Exactly.
Have fun with that. That's my overreaction, Cincinnati world.
I mean, yeah, they're paying Burrow a lot. Fair. They should have. They did it. That's great. Jamar Chase, they should have paid him last year, if not 2 years ago. Pay for what you're going to do, not for what you've already done. They know Jamar Chase. They drafted this guy. I don't know why they had to make him prove it out again. And man, ever did he.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be... trying to come up with the right word. They're going to be peer pressured into trying to sign T. Higgins. I don't know if that actually football-wise is their best plan of action.
Yeah.
Because that they need an offensive line. They
if
need
that
a
was
defense.
Brock Purdy, you have to sign both. It's Joe Burrow, you have to sign one.
Sign one. And you sign his best friend, you sign the best player, and that's Jamar Chase. So, yeah, let T. Higgins walk. Let
and
New
if he
England.
Is the best player in the world, he can win with Jamar Chase.
Absolutely.
And he's not winning a lot with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Exactly. No.
Best player in the world.
That's right. You got rid of Tyreek Hill, best player in the world, won 2 back-to-back Super Bowls, about to win 3.
Number one player in the NFL this year. According to the... I didn't make that up. He was number one.
Yeah, the number 4 player is 15-1.
Let me ask you this. Gotcha. Do you want Cincinnati to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I've wanted that. I want them to play Buffalo. If they can beat Buffalo, which they have a better chance to me than Denver.
Because they'd be the 7th seed,
yep.
Right?
Yep, they'd
which
be the 7th seed.
Which means if they were to beat Buffalo, they come here for the AFC
Absolutely.
Divisional round game.
And
oh boy.
Go.
Oh boy.
That's what I want. I'm not scared of that Cincinnati team. They beat us 3 years ago, and that team.
Oh, you can run all over them.
Yes, you can do it. You can pass over them. You can run all over them. And frankly, yeah, Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, they're great. This defense is Spags, and this defense is too damn good to have those two guys and T. Higgins occasionally and an mm-hmm. injured Chase Brown put up 35. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen. All right, for me, I wish Bob was here to hear this. Bo Nix.
Oh, he's listening.
Bo Nix is Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr. That's what Bo Nix is.
That's tough with Derek Carr.
He's a.
He brought him back. He got him to overtime. That was an impressive drive.
It was. It was a very impressive drive.
For a 32-year-old rookie, that was an impressive drive.
Exactly.
He's like Jelly Roll. Best new artist, 40 years old.
40 years old. Yeah, it's just, to me, I guess what I'm saying when I say that is good quarterback, win you 8, 9, 10, maybe even 11 games, but when you get to the big dance, when you get to that 2 minutes, you're down, you need to beat this good defense. He is not lifting your team up. He is not going to make those plays. Now, he proved me wrong a little bit with that long throw. The rest of his throws were 10 yards or behind the line of scrimmage, but he did make the longest throw the NFL season seen this year. I just think at the end of the day, this guy's a tier 3, low tier 2 quarterback, and I don't think that wins you a Super Bowl.
Would you feel more comfortable starting a franchise with Brock Purdy or Bo Nix?
Bo Nix, I think.
Okay.
I think the athleticism, yeah. I think so. Those guys are very similar tiers. That's a good one. Chiefs, most slept on dynasty ever. Is that an overreaction, Dusty?
I think people would think that we're being biased because it's like, well, what do you mean? It's like, no one believed this team was this good. And I'm not going to shy away from it. This is the most competitive the NFL has ever been. 11 teams with at least 10 wins.
That's insane.
And there's 3 behind, I think, that have 9.
And so it's going to be 13.
Tampa's 9-7.
Oh yeah, they're winning next week. They play New Orleans.
Houston's 9-7.
I don't know who they play, but I'm sure an AFC South trash can.
Maybe.
Probably 10 wins.
Right. So then you'd have there's 13 teams with at least 10 wins.
That's
The quarterback talent in the NFL has never been better in its entirety, ever. Like, ever.
No.
There's five guys that you would literally be comfortable starting your franchise with. And you'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Isn't that funny, too? Because I feel
more
like
we
spent, I think more than five, probably 10. We spent the beginning of the season kind of being like, oh, offense is down, quarterback issue, what are we doing? Patience. Listen, there's less preseason, there's less practices. It just takes these guys to get into a rhythm. Here we are in week 15, and we're saying the exact opposite. Offenses, quarterbacks are reaching a new high.
Yeah, there's four teams that are 9-7. Those four are Seattle, eliminated.
Yep.
Tampa Bay, Denver, and Houston.
Well, we know Denver's playing a second-string Chiefs team. Good chance they win. We'll talk about that game more, obviously, throughout the week. The Texans are at the Tennessee Titans. We know that should be a dub. And then what was that third?
Tampa.
Tampa will play the Saints. So that three of those four teams probably end up with 10 wins. Probably. So you're probably going to end up with 14, almost half the league double-digit wins.
That's right.
Jesus. Yep. So Chiefs most slept on dynasty ever. You know, to your point, the most competitive this league has ever been. Quarterbacks, coaching, all reaching these all-time highs. Feels like the NFL has this parity level. And meanwhile, the Chiefs are just kind of shooing that all to the side. And yeah, that's all great for you 31 other guys. We're going to be above you in an echelon by ourselves.
Played more games than any team in the last 3 years.
Extra season.
Given up 30 points twice in 2 years.
Yep.
15-1.
Yeah.
11-6. And whatever they were the year before that.
Yeah.
Combine it. 3 games in 11 days, went 3-0, beat 2 playoff teams, 1 on the road.
It's unreal. And we'll get back to your Burrow thing and your Cincinnati thing. I've got some numbers that I want to talk about just to really show you how good Mahomes is when it matters in the playoffs. I know you guys all know listening, but really, when you look at it, it's actually startling. And then lastly, all of these bad teams that are looking for coaches or are on the fence about whether they're going to keep their guy, I just always look at these, and I know you may disagree a little bit with Chicago specifically, but Mike Vrabel, for all these bad teams to me, is like, yep, that's your first guy. Call him right now. Go get him. Let him reset you up.
Yeah.
Get a culture going. I don't know what you think about that, but I look at all the New England, fire Jerod Mayo. This guy sucks. I know it's been 1 year. You already this guy blows. Get Mike Vrabel in there right now. New Orleans, that's the worst destination. Go get Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans, oh, wait.
Yeah. That franchise. Man, what a game that was. Mac Jones versus Mason Rudolph.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't sell you? Didn't sell you there?
I was driving back from Nashville yesterday listening to some of our friends over. We had Lucas over at One of Five Zone, and he was on, and he was his guy who he hosts with Buck was at the game, who covers the Titans now for almost 10 years.
Mm.
And it's been a rough 10 years. There's been a couple highlights in there for the Titans, right? A one seed, an AFC championship appearance. But he said this is the game with the least juice he's ever been to. This franchise is the most depressing vibe he's ever been around. Yeah, so it is rough over there.
You got out of Tennessee at the right time.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. That is an overreaction Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you here on a Monday. 913-586-7965. From the 816, this is my thing with the Chiefs dynasty. There's no gate. No spy gate, no deflate gate, just wins. Love that text because that's something great that I could honestly piggyback on before I get into the next topic, which is there's really the reason I think that there is maybe people that like sleep on it or hate it is because, you know, once something is pure and people go with it and throw it out there like networks, right? We'll bring up ratings a little bit later on Christmas Day, 24.3 versus 6.4. Sorry, NBA. But like, look, there was none of that. And, you know, you could say, well, they've had issues with players. Sure, sign every NFL team up. But the thing is, that's what it is. Like, New England, there was at least on paper factual evidence of what this team is doing that's not literally legal. Deflating of footballs, whether it was like by two, you know, PSIs or whatever the hell they measure that in. Air pressure. There was factual evidence that they were spying on other teams' practices. None of that is around this team. They just simply go out there and win. And the thing that's polarizing to me is that if you ever wanted to really get nerded out and listen to every coach's post-game press conference, whether it's a win or a loss, almost like as in Bob would do camp cliches, like you will always hear a coach, like either they win or they lose, and one line that will come out is always, wins are just so tough to get by in this league. That was a really tough win out there that we won. We're just happy to get the win. The Chiefs did it 15 times, and it wasn't enough until the 15th. It's like if you date a girl and you go on 6 great dates and you've proven to her that she can trust you. You've held her hand to the car and opened the door every time. You've called her every morning and said, hey, good morning, how you doing? And she still doesn't want to be in a relationship with you? I don't know what to tell you. And what the Chiefs have done is proven to you all year long, hey, we're here. We're not going anywhere. You can trust me on this. Have we had a little bit of a hiccup in our season? Yeah, but we're okay. I didn't let the flat tire on the way to our dinner date ruin our night. I just put the spare on and kept going and did what I did to get through it. And then eventually I'll get some money, I'll replace the tire, and then we can do something else. That's what the Chiefs have done this year. They've done nothing but prove to you that they're there. They only gave up 30 points once. They went undefeated at home. They went undefeated in their conference. They beat 6 playoff teams. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can trust this guy. I don't know what to tell you. All your buddies are like, hey, man, if she doesn't trust you by now, what do you got to do? Get a ring? Hey, you know, you got to win 3 in a row.
Win 3.
And nobody's ever done it. And what you get sometimes with sports history, we can all know this, not everybody's ready to see it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
No one in the NFL has ever seen a team win 3 consecutive titles. Rarely do you see it in sports. And when it happens, or when it's about to happen, you're like, yeah, I don't know if I want to see that. I want to see this record hold up. Because if the Chiefs don't do it this year, which is a possibility, then does it ever happen? Because you got to win 1, then you got to go back and win 2, and then you got to go 15-1 just to prove that you're damn good.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. Another thanks, coach. Undefeated in the division. Undefeated, not the conference. Yeah, sorry. Still, the division. I apologize.
Yeah, 6-0 in the division. Who, like we mentioned earlier, the second or third best division in football. 6-0.
I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world.
Joke.
My bad, 816. Please forgive me. Division, not conference. God, how about Drew Lock this week?
Seeing this 816.
Mm-hmm.
Unleash the cannon, Giants.
You think Malik Nabers is like, dude, this guy would have been great.
Yeah, this guy gets me.
That's
the ball.
Just Drew Lock, man. He gives you one surprise.
Exactly. Yeah.
The playoff picture is all but set, but one team. Where there are 3 teams that can slide into that 7th seed: Miami, Denver, Cincinnati.
Yep, Colts officially knocked out.
Yep. The thing with Cincinnati getting in, a lot still has to happen. Denver has to lose. Miami has to lose. Cincinnati gets in. But let's say that the playoffs started this weekend. Buffalo versus Denver is your 2-7 game. Love that game. I really do. Now, Josh Allen will make Bo Nix look stupid.
Bad.
But Denver's defense, I think, can hang in there with Josh Allen. And as we all know, when the playoffs start, the clock gets faster, your process is different, and you see maybe sometimes different athletes show up. And Denver's front line, defensive line, great. Can get Josh Allen, but, you know, Josh Allen, they win that game, obviously. Baltimore and the Chargers, 3-6 game. Love it.
This best game of the first round.
Love that game.
Harbaugh Bowl in the playoffs.
More confidence in the Chargers beating the Ravens or the Broncos beating the Bills?
Chargers beating the Ravens.
Okay. Which means the Chargers would come to Arrowhead.
Love it.
Right? And then the 4-5 game is Houston-Pittsburgh. So let's say perfect scenario, right? All the high seeds win. Buffalo beats Denver. Baltimore beats the Chargers. Houston beats Pittsburgh. Buffalo and Baltimore play each other. That will be one of those games. That'll be one of those, like, grab the 30-pack.
Yep.
On your way over, pick up some, you know, nicotine of some sort. I'm going to need
your darts.
And let's go. Edge of the seat. Let's just watch that game.
40-40 overtime.
Beat each other up. They're going to go after it. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are going to play Houston and await the winner of that game. And you're going to get Baltimore, Buffalo, and Arrowhead for the AFC Championship game if that scenario were to work out. Sign me up.
With the Chiefs coming off of one game in a month against a team that just frankly isn't that good.
No, and they beat both those teams already.
Yep.
Like, I think Pittsburgh will be a little bit better. I think TJ Watt will be more healthier. I think they will, you know, Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin. But again, Mike Tomlin, like 8-11 in the playoffs. And then you got to come back to Arrowhead where you've lost before, but also won with Boswell, different team.
Last time Mike Tomlin won in the playoffs was the 18-16 game against the Chiefs. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I love Tomlin, but yeah, I mean, what have you done for me
and
lately?
And I don't trust Houston to come to Arrowhead in the playoffs with a beat-up roster.
I like, out of all of those teams that you mentioned as far as what I would want for the Chiefs, I mean, Houston's the easiest one to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the easiest scenario.
And the reason for that is you don't want to play a division team three times.
No, you don't. You don't.
Not a conference team. Division team.
Division team. Yes. Division team. And, I mean, like you said, Houston's injured. Denver's got more juice right now. Houston, I mean, they are sleepwalking into the four seed, as we said 4 or 5 weeks ago. They honestly shouldn't necessarily be in the playoffs, but because they're in the worst division in football, no hyperbole, that is the worst division in football, they're going to sleepwalk into the division or into the playoffs.
Sign me up for reseeding in the NFL.
I'd love it.
I think if you win your conference, you should be able to, or your division, you should get in. I think that's just a rule that you can't change.
Lock it.
Yep. But you shouldn't get a home game if you're 9-8.
Yeah, what?
We can get on that a whole other second. I mean, I can tell you that for a second. Man, reseeding the NFL, sign me up. Wouldn't matter for the Chiefs, though.
No, it wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter.
Oh, God.
15-1.
Yeah. Green Bay looked really good against New Orleans. They might be unstoppable. That might be the team to beat. 1 week later, that was a tough game. That was a tough environment. That was a playoff environment. You want to go to Minnesota in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
You want that skull chant in your ear? It's loud. Most false starts in the NFL happen where? Minneapolis.
Yep.
Fact check that. That's true. Heard it last night with my own ears.
Did.